I don't like flow trips. One minute you're doing fine, enjoying the scenic bluffs. Then you come around the bend and a fallen tree is rushing toward your canoe, about to knock your head off. Our 17-year-old daughter, Katie, said she had to go on this week-long camping float trip that would count for a full year's credit and get her out of gym class her senior year. But Katie, you've never been on a river or a real camp out. You like clean sheets and shampooed hair, air conditioning and TV. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. All right, I said, but first, let's sit down calmly and make a list of things that you need to be careful about on a float trip. So we sat down at the dining room table. Let's see. Float trip dangers. Well, there are men in the woods with guns, of course, I told her. But there's other things like thunderstorms and flash floods. There's quicksand along the riverbank, poison ivy, teenage boys on the floating trip. Watch for them. Water moccasins slithering in the water, copperheads dangling from branches, snapping turtles coming up on your feet as you're swimming, swift currents running into submerged branches, friends daring you to go ahead and jump off the bridge, horseflies, fireflies, hornets, Bigfoot, cougars, mountain lions, bears, mayonnaise not properly chilled. That's often overlooked. There's falling rock, whirlpools, swimmer's cramp, swimmer's ear, sunburn, white water, tipping over, hitting your head on a rock, losing your only pair of glasses. Probably some other things I couldn't think of, too. Well, I dropped Katie off Monday morning in front of the school. She threw her camping gear on the orange school bus, and I hugged her and told her to be careful, but please have a lot of fun. With a whole nother story, I'm Kevin Killeen.